live from the campus of Hillsdale College in beautiful Hillsdale, Michigan. This is Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show, Friday, August 19th, 2022. Here are three big things you need to know. One, a federal judge says the affidavit used to raid former President Trump's South Florida home should not be sealed. In a ruling Thursday, the judge told the Department of Justice to file a redacted affidavit by next Thursday before the unsealing takes place. The DOJ has fought to keep that affidavit sealed. Two, a new poll saw more than half of the respondents say they think there's an invasion at the U.S. southern border. The survey found an overwhelming sentiment among Republicans that the U.S. is experiencing an invasion at the U.S.-Mexico border, falling support for immigration generally, compared to past years. And number three, the Trump Organization's former chief financial officer is pleading guilty to more than a dozen felonies. Alan Weisselberg entered his guilty pleas in court. He's looking at perhaps 5 months behind bars. Conditions of his plea include testifying at the company's trial if requested and paying about $2 million in taxes. That's where we start hour number two of the Steve Gruber Show. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. Thanks for being alongside as we take you into the weekend here this Friday morning. Coming up this hour, Erica Sanzi from Parents Defending Education. We'll talk to Jim Scarantino from the Port Townsend Free Press. He has been covering the story of the 80-year-old woman banned from her local YMCA for demanding a trans worker with male genitalia leave the women's locker room. Then she was heckled, this 80-year-old heckled at a press conference. We'll talk with him about that story. Simon Hankinson from the Heritage Foundation, also about illegal immigration. Big city mayors who say, come on in, except don't come to my cities. Don't bus, Greg Abbott, don't bus people to my city of New York or Washington, D.C. And that's all coming up this hour. I broadcast to you from Hillsdale College, where I'm the general manager of the student radio station here and also teach in the journalism department. You can hear me hosting the Radio Free Hillsdale Hour, the Hillsdale College Classical Education Podcast, both those shows wherever you find your podcasts, and also Political Beats, a music-based podcast for National Review and elsewhere. You can also find it at patreon.com/politicalbeats. Bonus episodes and more for people who support us there. We've got, we just did a Weird Al Yankovic episode. I'm going to see him next Friday in Benton Harbor. We did one on Mop the Hoople. Willie Nelson is coming up next. We talk with people in and around the world of politics about no politics at all, but only about our guest's favorite band or artist. And it's fun. We've done 116 episodes so far. This is our 5-year anniversary. Could not believe it when I saw that pop up. 5 years doing that show. Incredible. Which means it's at least been 5 years I've been filling in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show, too. Time just flies. Slips away if you're not careful about things. Tudor Dixon, the Republican nominee for governor, supposed to announce her running mate choice today. That's according to Nolan Finley over at the Detroit News, who writes it won't be former Congressman Mike Bishop, who apparently was offered the spot on the ticket but turned it down. Again, that according to Nolan Finley this morning from the Detroit News. So we might find out later on today about the running mate. We did find out yesterday that this race might be far closer than some people think for governor. An AARP poll, along with Fabrizio Ward, Impact Research, so they're, you know, reputable pollsters here, even though the AARP is involved. But the poll showing the governor's race is a real race. Gretchen Whitmer, 51% support. Tudor Dixon, 46% support. That's a 5-point lead for Governor Gretchen Whitmer and is just outside the margin of error for this poll, which means, I mean, it could be a 1-point race. It could be a 9-point race. That's what margin of error means. But it certainly looks to be a much closer race than many people thought it might be. Gretchen Whitmer leads by 5 among all voters. Among men, Tudor Dixon leads by 7. Among women, Gretchen Whitmer leads by 17 points. Tudor Dixon right now is underperforming a generic congressional ballot race at this point. That's not too surprising because it's easy to say yes or whatever for a generic question. When you put a face to the question, numbers change a little bit. The congressional ballot, generic congressional ballot is just D+2, 47-45 is what we find there. President Biden's job approval in Michigan underwater at 41% support and 57% against. Only 28% think the country is headed in the right direction. 71% say we're going in the wrong direction. And here in Michigan, which might be why the race for governor is a little tighter than expected, just 44% say we're heading in the right direction. 55% say we're heading in the wrong direction here in Michigan. Motivation. Who's going to get to the polls? Who's going to fill out those absentee ballots? How motivated are you to vote for governor and Congress in 2022? Democrats, 83% say they are extremely motivated. Independents, 77% say that. And among Republicans, 87% say they are extremely motivated to vote in the general election. 4 points up on Democrats, 10 points up on independents could be a good sign for November. They asked specific issue questions in this poll, too. And it's the first one that I've really seen that has abortion rising to the top. Now, we don't know if that is pro-life voters saying abortion is most important to me or pro-abortion voters saying abortion is most important to me. But 13% of people on the survey say abortion is the most important issue in deciding vote for Congress. 13% say inflation and rising prices. 11% say Social Security and Medicare. 10% say immigration and border security. 9% say taxes, government spending, and debt. These results are a little odd because inflation is not well above the pack as it has been in most every other poll. And the other surprising thing is that law and order and crime, which you would think would be a bit higher, is way down at 3%. Now, it is a vote for Congress, not for governor. I guess we make that delineation. But that is a little surprising. What's more important to you in influencing your vote, inflation or the Supreme Court overturning Roe v. Wade? Among voters 50-plus, which the AARP concentrates on, inflation is at 54% and Roe v. Wade is at 41%. Now the question about governor, and this is also interesting, abortion at 19% influencing a vote for governor. 18% say inflation and rising prices. 13% say jobs and the economy. Roads and infrastructure checks in at 4%. Taxes way down at 3%. State spending way down at 3%. It's interesting to me. Vote method for November. Are you going to vote in person? Are you going to vote absentee by mail? 51% say they are going to wait until Election Day. 41% say they are voting absentee or by mail. And I've got less than a minute here, but a point that I make often when we talk about early voting and now absentee voting by mail is it changes the context, the contours of the race. We don't have an election day. We have an election season. Not everyone is voting with the exact same information available to them as they would if they were voting on election day. That changes campaigns. Get your ad stuff out earlier. Define yourself earlier. Define your opponent earlier because you never know, well, you do know, I guess, when people will start voting via mail, and it's way earlier than actual election day. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
Michigan has been through some tough times. We've seen businesses close, unemployment soar, and the economy take a heavy hit. But through these struggles, we've been given the opportunity to rethink, retool, and reimagine. It's through strength and determination, drive and focus, that we will be back, and we will bring Michigan back. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.
When it comes to getting a new dog, I always tell people start at the shelter because that's a great idea. But sometimes you're looking for something special in your new long-term best friend. And that's when I found the Barking Boutique. They suggest starting at the shelter too, but if that doesn't work, They have a world of wet noses and loving nuzzles and puppy breath to choose from. The Barky Boutique began when its owner David was heartbroken by what he found looking for a new dog, puppy mills, and people he didn't trust. He decided he could do things better, and the Barking Boutique was born, now with several locations in West Michigan. The Barking Boutique is dedicated to working with reputable dealers, and they guarantee the health of your dog for the next 5 years. They also offer daycare and boarding for your best furry friends. Start guessing about where to get the perfect puppy for you and your family. Start with the Barking Boutique. I've been there myself, and trust me, you're going to love the Barking Boutique, and you can start your search right now. TheBarkingBoutique.com. TheBarkingBoutique.com.